A warning from Jace Medical. Even if the war stops, the shortages won't. Because ships move slowly, the US has been running on oil that set sail months ago. But that buffer is running out. Asia is already feeling it. Europe is feeling it. Africa is feeling it. Demand is increasing as supply tightens, and it's what's been raising your power bill and gas prices. But those last ships to the US just arrived, and even if things stabilize, the ripple effects will last much, much longer, because oil doesn't just power your car. It powers the systems that make and deliver your medications, and when supply slows, shortages begin. The difference between panic and peace is preparation with Jace. The Jace case is a doctor-prescribed emergency supply of essential medications and prescription antibiotics delivered right to your door so you're ready before you need it. No waiting, no scrambling, just control. Get your Jace case today at jace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sandy Q&A. I know I'm late. Now, I'm either late because it should have come out at 8 o'clock this morning, or I'm late because it should have come out at 8 o'clock last week, where there was no Sandy Q&A. And the truth of the matter is, I went into the Christmas break. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year, everybody. And thank you very much for everybody for the Merry Christmas messages and the Happy New Year messages and all the support. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I went in and I thought, well, you know, I might still get up. I can do my Q&A still. I can do some writing. I might feel like running every morning. Did I do it? No, of course I didn't. I knew I wouldn't. I got up later and later. I managed to watch some rubbish on TV. I think this morning I woke up around 10:30. I printed this out on Friday. I haven't had a chance to do it since Friday. You know, the Christmas lights are all down. Because it's late, I'm in the bedroom rather than in the front room because everybody else is out in the front room doing their thing. So, but we're back on it now. And it's been really nice to have a proper rest. To actually get, you know, I go to bed and I don't set my alarm. And I wake up when I wake up. And just not have any particular pressure. I plan to go back to work on the 30th. There was no work there. I did go back to work on the 2nd. I've been back to work 2 days. I've been back to work Thursday, Friday. Tiffany's being usual precocious self, which leads us neatly. And before we go on, I did put out the Christmas Eve, the quiz, the sort of the video quiz. If you haven't watched it, I was at a loose end on Christmas Eve because I'm normally down the pub. And then the family, I do a quiz each year. And the family were, had to go and get the food from M&S. And I was, the night before, I was looking at interesting twists on a quiz. And a guy said, recreating videos from films yourself. I thought, that's a good idea. I had half an hour in the time that they were actually gone to pick the food up to bang together 5 videos. Would have been 6, but I couldn't get one of the cats to play the game, otherwise you'd have got Lion King. So anyone, if you have seen it, I'll tell you what, I do you think, if you haven't watched it, you watch it if you like. It's just a bit of fun. I'll tell you the answers now. If you don't want to know the answers, tune out. Just find, you know, go to the link and there you go. The answers are actually given at the end of the video anyway, but the videos were Rocky, The Sound of Music. Okay, it's a bit tricky to get the aerial shot from the beginning. Titanic, pretty much giveaway. Shawshank Redemption, the bit where he comes out of prison. And The Shining, obvious one. There you go. Right, so this week's video was The Intermittent Fault. I hate intermittent faults. I went back to work on Thursday, and I'd done this before Christmas. Wrong ad blue. Blah, 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 wrong ad blue. I thought, what do you mean wrong ad blue? I put it in that service station. I said to Mark about it. He said, well, it might be a sensor, might be this, might be that. It's the thing with these trucks. It might be anything. And then it said engine power reduced. Oh, great. But as it turned out, that was the big deal. Couldn't go over 15,000 revs. Didn't need to. And then I got to my pickup point. Got in the lorry. Stop! Stop! Engine malfunction, stop! Limited to 12 miles an hour. I thought, oh, great. It's my first day back. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, great. I'm going to have to try and limp it back to the yard from Bedford to Dunstable. I went in to him. I said, look, lads, I ain't going to be able to take this. It was going down to... where was it going? Sort of Swindon way. I said, I ain't going to be able to take this. I've got lights all over the dashboard. I got in, turned the engine on, nothing. Not a single light. Oh, no, we're fine. She was like, no, you must have dreamt it. No, there's no lights on this dashboard. Fine, so I drove it all the way around to Swindon and stuff like that. In the meantime, and I put this down to that, I've got my accelerator pedal problem back again. On Friday, got up at 4 because I was awake early. Again, I had to drive down to Reading. 4 times on the way down to Reading, hit the accelerator, nothing happened. And then it breaks out. So now I spoke to Mark about it. He said, well, last time it was the accelerator pedal, get another accelerator pedal. I solved it last time. I think, but I mean, admittedly, I did buy a second-hand part. But I've only had it a month. And now I'm going out tomorrow and I'm thinking, I haven't done it yet. Is it the accelerator pedal? Isn't the accelerator pedal? I hate it. I hate it when I've got a fault that's intermittent. I don't know what it is. So anyway, the intermittent fault, this was the one where it kept coming up saying, alternator not charging, alternator power low. See, now, the problem with this lorry, I've never had a lorry that, normally you drive them for a while and something goes wrong and you fix it. You drive them for a while and something goes wrong and you fix it. Every time something goes wrong, you fix it, the next day, she thinks of something else. It drives me mental. Steve Wilson says, he's on the mechanic saying, don't worry, he won't be stuck in Scotland on some other faraway place with a knackered alternator. Yeah, but Mark's good. Mark is good. He's got my best interest at heart. Winter Weather says, water gets in the sensors and wires. I had this in the beginning. I mean, I think slowly but surely I'm getting on top of these things. We've had the bearings down in the pop shop now. That went cheap. That was like 100 quid. Mind you, could have been a lot worse. Could have been thousands. I had this at the beginning where every time you go through, I used to have this mild trucks where you go through a puddle and it'd give you ABS light. This one, you go through a puddle, do I get wet? ABS light and tyre pressure sensors. Well, it's telling me that because I've driven through a puddle, suddenly I've got a flat tyre. Brilliant. But we managed to solve that one with, that was to do with a wheel speed indicator. I mean, what chances have you got? They never used to have wheel speed indicators. Now we've got a wheel speed indicator to tell you to stop the engine. If it doesn't, the wheel's not turning. You pretty much know if the wheel's not turning, the wheel's not turning. But I mean, what they are, aren't they? So, he says, don't worry, when it dries up, it goes off. So this wasn't this. Mark says, personally, I'd put headphones on. I've done that before. When I actually had the one where Tommy the cab wasn't locked and kept going, stop, 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 stop. But I know it was. This is when I worked for transport here. I put headphones in. I thought, no, there's nothing wrong with you. But I'm going to have to get this one fixed soon because it's driving me potty. But we do have a winner. Now Wilson says, check the alternator actuator cable. It's the thin one. Look at the video carefully and watch you bounce. That means bumpy roads when the fault comes on. So I'd say it's a loose connection. It was a loose connection. Mark basically jacked it up, tested the power. It's supposed to be charging at 28. It's charging at 22. I've tightened the wire up. It's now charging at 28. And it's gone. Fantastic. So now we've just got to solve this soppy accelerator problem. I'm going to go out again on Monday. I hope that she's kind of okay. If it's not okay, I think I'll order another pedal and see how we go. If you get a proper one from Daffs, I mean, I've got a second-hand one, 120 quid. Daffs wants 700 quid for a new one. It's a lot of dough, isn't it? You know, so. And finally, Dale Steele says, a Daff with warning lights? No way. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Dale. So, right, that's it for the only video I did this week. I'm still getting back to speed, so it might be a little bit slow to start with, but I'm sure you'll be okay. But we have, of course, still got this week's Wise Guys.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Lee, she says, he said, I've got a question. What is the best phone company for the best coverage? I'm fed up with O2 and I'm going to change as my contract is up. I don't think it works that way. I think it works out the best coverage works in certain areas. Where I am in Eaton Bray, in sort of like Dunstable way, I used to have O2 because I got an O2 because they were the only network that had the iPhone on it. I'm going back a long way here. And it was, I loved the iPhone. It was brilliant. I said, but the problem is, I want to make phone calls at home. I've got to go upstairs and hang out of a window. So then I was with, I went back to Orange, which was Orange Sapphire. I'm going back. And then Orange switched to EE. Round my way, EE is fantastic. EE, and the thing about EE is, EE, you see, it was Orange and T-Mobile make EE. So you've got two sets of masks. So I think they're probably the best full coverage as a whole. That's what I would say. But then I'll go to Oxford. No, it doesn't want to play. Doesn't like Oxford at all. So I think it depends on areas. So it depends where you are. I would say work out where you are, where you work the most, and then try and work out which phone company's got the best coverage there. But in my opinion, if you had to go across the board, I would say EE. What does everybody else think? It's a wise guy's question. Nick the Urban Tracker. Hello, mate. He's back to work Monday. He says, hi, Pete. Leyland, they did have vans. Of course, I actually had one in the market trader days, and it was rubbish. Leyland DAF Vans hasn't been part of DAF since 1993. It was a management buyout after Leyland DAF went bust and rebranded as the LDV Group. Interestingly, there were developing a brand new vans in the early 90s. This van was going to be called the LDV201. This project was sold to Renault, and then it became known as a second generation Renault Master. The Masters are good vans. I always swore by Sprinters, but Transporter had a Master, and it was a good van. It drove nice. It was no problems. It was a good van. LDV had many buyouts over the years and eventually closed its doors in 2009. So thanks for the update on that one. And he also says, this is to do with the, should you take stuff that's got triangles on it, diamonds on it, you know, to do with the ADR thing. He said, I agree with Neptune Courier about the Dangerous Goods Safety Advisor, the DGSA exam, being harder than the Transport Manager's exam. Unlike the TM exam, which is industry specific to a certain point, the DGSA exam, you have to know everything from classification of a new product right through transportation of it and everything in between. I take my hat off to anyone who passes it. I have considered taking the DGSA exam, but I'm not sure I'm intelligent enough to pass it. You are intelligent enough to pass it. You're a bright lad. The thing is also, it's like my mate Dave the Crisps, who's done the knowledge. Now, the knowledge is one of the hardest exams you can possibly take. It takes about 3-4 years. You have to learn somewhere in the region of 50,000 points. 50,000 points of interest in every road in the whole of London. But it's a war of attrition. You can't fail it. You just keep going and going and going until you eventually get it. And you just keep going and going and going. It's just a matter of trying to get your brain to soak in so much knowledge. And it's harder when you get older. When you're younger, you're like sponges. Your brains just absorb it. But when you're older, not so much. And finally, Lock Now says, oh, can you kindly tell me, does the CX app have a dark mode in the settings? I don't think it does. No, it doesn't. It should have. It hasn't. If anybody else knows it has and tells me I'm wrong, and basically everything on this channel is wrong or at least largely erroneous, please let me know and we'll stick that in the wise guys for next week. But no, I think you're stuck with light mode. Sorry, mate. That's the way it goes. So this week's miscellaneous. Steve Campbell, who should be doing his own channel soon, and Neptune Courier says he's going to do a channel. And when he does, we'll be doing links to, so you can, Neil, ring me if need be, or message me with links or stuff like that. You might have done it already. In fact, if he's done it, oh no, I'll get it on next week. I'm just back to this, all right? But we'll start giving you links to the ADR. In fairness, anyone who knew about the ADR, he's the guy who knows about ADR, and it could be very, very useful, so we do some links to his channel. Steve Campbell says, I finished my run at 7:30 this morning. This was to do with like Christmas Eve, I think. Couldn't sleep last night, so got into work an hour earlier. Turned out the load of 7 small boxes was ready. Tipped in Edinburgh. This has gone to Berwick. And he said, I started Christmas shopping today. I think he started probably the day before Christmas. Well, Steve will have his own channel soon, we hope. The nefarious Steve Campbell out there and the antics of the man up north. Be looking forward to that one. So, and finally, from Exertio says, I gave up on the CX back to 2021. Well, like I say, mate, I always say it's not for everybody. I'm not here to push it. I'm just here to tell you how I get on with it. And that's it. Short one. And this is another reason why I didn't do it last week. I mean, that's a double one. I mean, last week's going to be Q&A with about 4 minutes long. So, but we're back to it now. Back to the new year. It's been lovely being off, but I've got to get back on the horse now. Get out there. Get that lorry up and running. Take care. Take money. Happy New Year, everybody.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.